Exercise 5, page 45. You will hear a radio presenter called Andrew McMillan talking about a common phobia. Listen and complete the gaps in the text in Exercise 4. Write one or two words or a number or a date or a time.
Have you ever left the house in a hurry and realized that you've forgotten your mobile phone? Did it make you panic or feel scared? Maybe you worry about what you would do if your phone broke or someone stole it. If this sounds like you, you may have nomophobia. But don't worry, you're not alone. 91% of the population own a mobile phone, and around 66% of those people have nomophobia, including me. People with nomophobia get anxious about losing or forgetting their phones, and also when their phone runs out of battery or doesn't have a good signal. But what does the word actually mean? Well, researchers invented it during a study in 2008, and it comes from no, mobile, phone, phobia. That study in 2008 found that 53% of the people interviewed had these fears. So we can see that the numbers have actually increased. Nomophobia, just like other common phobias like arachnophobia, the fear of spiders, and claustrophobia, the fear of small spaces, isn't a serious illness. However, we shouldn't ignore it. After all, it can have big effects on your life, since it means that people can't stop using their phones. So, if you have nomophobia, what can you do about it? Well, there are various things you could try. Start by slowly using your phone less, which worked for me. Start by leaving it in another room while you're doing something else and slowly increase the time you're away from it, so you can finally leave it at home when you go out. You could also turn off your notifications so you won't know when you receive a message or email. Try turning off the sounds on one or two apps and then increase the number until all of your apps are quiet. Just make sure you also switch off the vibration alert too.